item number 8 is the quarterly reserve fund update.
So the quarterly reserve fund update, so this is, again, non-final numbers. We still need to do some work with the comptroller's office to do our final break-even analysis. So this is just an estimate of where the reserves will be. We'll know for certain in probably about 2 months, but it shouldn't vary much from what you're seeing here. So firstly, the wraparound reserve, we're anticipating that will be reduced from $9.4 to $8 million based on the deficit that we showed on previous pages. Only a portion of it applies to the wrap reserve because only a portion of it applies to that HMO program. Our capital reserve, we did have some spending for the Mental Health Emergency Center that is eligible for the capital reserve that will actually bring that reserve funds balance down to zero, and we will work with the comptroller's office to determine whether or not it's appropriate to even leave that account open. That account was created because there is a statutory need to have an quote-unquote infirmary reserve if a county owns and operates a hospital. Since we no longer own and operate a hospital, we may be able to just shut that account down. And then our general surplus reserve is changing from $33.4 million down to $26.6 million due to the operational deficit. This number here doesn't exactly tie out to the $8 million loss we showed on the first page because of some of that funding hitting that capital project, which isn't a part of our operating budget. So some of our risks here, you know, this is a little bit conservative because I'm sure that we are aware of other revenue enhancement opportunities, and there might be some other underspending that happens during the year. We do know right now that our detoxification services will be $400,000 over budget. We did a new RFP in the second half of 2022, and you know, unfortunately, the only vendor that applied for the service requested or applied in their bid with a $400,000 increase over what we had been paying. So the board has already been notified of that, and the approval for that packet. We have some additional relocation costs anticipated in the budget. This is VHS's share of funding the new COGS building that's being built in the parking lot of where the current COGS building is, that youth residential line item that I spoke to earlier, and then just a placeholder here for potential state institutes overages. Like I said, right now it's looking like it's a break even, so hopefully we won't need that. All of these risk items are not expected to be in 2023 alone. A lot of these will be over several years, so those are the known risk items. But as I said before, this is a little bit conservative. There are also some potential budget positives in there too that aren't being considered. But if you put all that together, you know, at the end of this year, the balance will be $26.6 million. You add in all those potential risks, we're looking at about $15.48 million, which is still above the $10 million floor for that, the statutory balance for that reserve fund.
Very good. Other questions? You guys do good work.
Thank you.
Very good. Back to you, Jody.